Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Holidays take on traditions that are celebrated with friends and families. This year, KEDM Public Radio has created a special event that reflects that spirit of the holiday season. Home for the Holidays will be presented tomorrow, and to share a preview of the special programs that go on throughout the day is KEDM Development Director Lila Strode. Big day coming up with Home for the Holidays. What's planned for this special day?
We're looking forward to bringing in young artists from the area. We recognize that there's so much talent in Monroe, West Monroe, in the Northeast Louisiana, that we wanted to share that talent with our listeners and our listener community.
The music shared will include different types of holiday songs. I take it some contemporary, some classic traditional favorites.
We do have a wide variety of songs. It's also vocal, but we also have some string performance. We have dueling pianos.
Ah.
We have our very own, the McCandless twins will be playing on the pianos, a Pachelbel Christmas.
Wow.
We have a good variety of song. We have vocal performances, Wexford Carol performed by Margaret Ann Zentner, and Julian Jones will be the accompanist for her. And also we have Katie Counts and Mason Moody with a duet. They will sing Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, I understand. I believe if people want to find out more about some of the performers, bios are posted up on the website, correct?
Yes, absolutely. These are talented young individuals. We do have some ULM artist as well, but these they've just got so much that they've accomplished already. So yeah, we wanted to be able to put those accomplishments on the website for our viewers.
That'll be getting underway tomorrow, beginning at 9 o'clock. Around 9 o'clock, our first performance.
Our first performance will begin around nine,
okay.
And we go throughout most of the day. We have a very packed hour at 11 o'clock with several performances. And, we stretch on until about 6 o'clock with live performances.
Yeah. This concept, the idea of Home for the Holidays, you know, I'm thinking, you know, it definitely reaches out, you know, perhaps for those who aren't able to get out, those during the workday just haven't had a lot of time to sit back and really kind of enjoy the holiday time.
Yeah, and, you know, the holidays do bring people together, and that was one of our mission was to bring our listeners together with these young artists as well. And our listeners don't necessarily all get to get out and go to these choir and choral performances. So this was an opportunity to bring this to them so they can enjoy the holiday music.
Something like this, you know, music is something families enjoy, a tradition for most during the holidays. Was that part of your family's celebration?
Oh, absolutely. We would drive to my grandmother's and we would, the gentleman would play the guitar, the ladies would play on the piano, and the children would sing.
Right.
So absolutely. That was a great memory.
A lot of great things going on, but also in addition to the musical performances that'll be occurring throughout the day, Holiday Open House will also be a part of the festivities.
Yeah, we just wanted listeners to be able to come join us in the studios and meet and greet some of these young artists and their parents, possibly, if they come join us. And it's also an opportunity for us, Bob, to kick off our first year-end fundraiser campaign. We did send out some holiday cards, and we have a nice recipe on the back, somewhat as our gift to you. But also, in the same sense, we have to raise funds to continue the programming that we do provide here on KEDM.
When we talk about the holiday open house, is that come and go as you please?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, just come and go. We will have some nice bites and treats around. So we just wanted to meet our listeners. If you have a chance to come out and be here at ULM, if you're in the area and want to see possibly some of the holiday lighting that ULM has on campus, but just come join us. We're at 250 Stubbs Hall.
Also, when we talk about the performers with Home for the Holidays, what has been their response about being a part of something like this? It's something different. It's not their usual, oh, we're building up towards one performance at a church or a civic group or something like that, but to come by and do something live and to be spread throughout the community through radio.
The students are delighted. They are just so thrilled to have this opportunity, and we're just pleased to be able to bring the opportunity to our listeners as well.
What are some of the songs, any performances you're looking forward to? I mean, I know we talked about the dueling pianos. That's going to be a lot of fun. I believe a cellist is going to be
cellist,
part of the lineup.
What Child Is This?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, I think, a Morgan Kilpatrick has his own song that he has created. It's A Strange Way to Change the World. So right. I believe he wrote that song himself, so that'll be interesting. Also, Don't Save It All for Christmas Day, What Child Is This, as I mentioned. My Grown Up Christmas List, Caitlin Clark will sing that, and that is a... that is Kelly Clarkson's song that she has out right now. So, yes, these and A Breath of Heaven. So that's Mary's version of why she was chosen.
So a lot of great things, as we mentioned, not only traditional songs, but contemporary as well, just spread out throughout the day. So the bios are there. Is there going to be a schedule of when the performers will be on the air?
I do have a schedule.
And I know we'll be talking, there'll be much more discussion about that and previewing that tomorrow.
Yeah, we do have a schedule, and I can certainly, we can post that on the website as well. Yeah.
Someone would like to find out more about Home for the Holidays, Lila, or more about KEDM as we go through the holiday season. How could they do so?
Give us a call, 342-5575, and also online, kedm.org. And there is a Donate Now button, and that's still the same as we have been in the past. So if you're thinking about your holiday giving this year, your charitable giving, please consider KEDM and go online to kedm.org.
Lots of great things happening with Home for the Holidays. If you haven't had the opportunity to get in the holiday spirit or just take time to reflect and catch your breath during the holiday season, I think tomorrow is going to provide an excellent opportunity for that. Again, starts at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock and to performers to about 6 o'clock in the evening, but we'll be here all day.
So at work or on your way home tomorrow afternoon, you can enjoy the sounds of the season with Home for the Holidays. Lila Strode serves as Development Director for KEDM Public Radio. Lila, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.